It's difficult to imagine anywhere much more barren than this. It feels like I'm in the middle of nowhere, apart from dozens and dozens of tents which have been set up here to house the displaced of Iraq, some of the displaced. Hundreds of thousands of people have been thrown out of their homes as ISIS has advanced across the country. Here, tents sit on sand underneath scorching sun. Inside one of the tents, Hatice Sibe, who came from east of Ramadi just over a month ago, explains her new life.
We have no water, no electricity, nothing. We left a place that suited us. Now we are suffering. Some are pregnant, others are breastfeeding. What kind of a life is this?
Beyond the tents is another camp, 12 long rows of cabins. There's no electricity, no running water, but at the end of the rows, a minor miracle, a clinic funded by the World Health Organization.
The clinic isn't much, it's another set of cabins in a semicircle sitting in the boiling sun. People get their paperwork in order and then wait very patiently on benches, waiting their turn. Inside one of the cabins, a small boy undergoes an examination. Hamid Rahim Ali is 2.5 years old and needs antibiotics after heart surgery in Turkey. Examining him is Dr. Bashir Mohammed. What happens if this place closes?
Most of the people here, they are poor. They cannot go to the hospital on their expense. Yeah. Okay, here we are near both them. We can give the primary health care free without money. Yeah. But if they want to go to the hospital, they need money.
And they do not have money?
Yeah, sure, they don't have money.
There is nothing fancy about this clinic. It is bare bones primary care. Money has been pledged that will keep it open for at least a few more months, and 70-odd other clinics like it in Iraq that serve the internally displaced. But pledges don't pay doctors, and pledges don't buy drugs. Money does, and the money hasn't turned up. Dr. Syed Jafir Hussain is the head of mission for the World Health Organization.
My request is, if you have pledged, we really request that this translates into money flowing into our accounts, a UN account, because without that, the pledge does not serve the purpose of putting, for example, an order for life-saving medicine, hoping that the pledge money will materialize.
Hope won't keep the clinic open either. And if the clinic closes, one patient spoke for them all. We have no other place to go if it closes, she says. We have nobody to go to. In the blistering heat of the mid-afternoon, a truck comes to the camp carrying ice. The children cluster around it as chunks are carved off and handed out. It is a bright, cold moment in an otherwise hot and miserable existence.
I'm